Josue Ricardo Diaz Mata is a 27-year-old male, right-hand dominant male, who alleges that he was involved in a worksite accident on September 16th, 2021. He reports that a plank of plywood fell from a height of about 15 feet and landed onto his head pier. He sustained injuries to his neck, back, left shoulder, and left knee. He reports he did not immediately go to the emergency room. But after work that night, he reported to the emergency room. The emergency room was located at South Shore University Hospital. He reports he had some x-rays and was subsequently discharged. He sought care at outside facilities with various medical providers, including chiropractors and orthopedic surgeons. The claimant has undergone treatment with physical therapy. He reports he had two percutaneous lumbar discectomies. He had a lumbar epidural injection. He had a left shoulder injection, and he had a left knee arthroscopic surgery by Dr. Max Tjorkin. He reports that he's no longer in physical therapy. He stopped physical therapy about 1 year ago. Paragraph: current symptoms. He reports constant pain in his neck and back. He also reports pain in his left shoulder, which is predominantly radiating from the neck. He reports there's a left lateral knee pain, numbness, tingling type sensation. Paragraph: impression, left shoulder, non-specific injury result, left knee, non-specific injury status post, unindicated knee arthroscopy resolved. Paragraph: discussion, left shoulder. The left shoulder injury was treated with physical therapy. He underwent an injection as well. He currently reports pain in the upper trapezius region. This is away from the shoulder joint itself. He reports constant subjective pain with pain radiating down the arm to the hand. This is a numbness, tingling with cramping sensation. An MRI of his left shoulder was read as having supraspinatus and subscapularis tendonitis. Additionally, some hypertrophic AC joint or acromioclavicular joint changes were noted. This particular MRI image imaging study was reviewed independently by this examiner. The imaging study did not reveal any structural abnormalities of the shoulder. There was not even significant tendonitis of the supraspinatus or subscapularis. On today's physical examination, there were no objective findings. The patient reported subjective pain with various maneuvers of the shoulder. However, all objective tests performed for labral pathology or rotator cuff pathology was negative. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the left shoulder alleged injury is a non-specific injury. It has resolved. There's no further need for treatment. and there's no permanency to this injury. Paragraph left knee underlined colon. The left knee injury was also a non-specific injury, period. The claimant reports ongoing constant pain, of numbness, tingling type sensation in the lateral aspect of his knee, period. The examination today reveals no focal findings, period. He has a diffuse non-focal pain, non-focal subjective pain, period. There are no objective findings on today's examination referring to the menisci or the ligaments of the knee, period. The claimant was treated with physical therapy followed by an arthroscopy of his knee, period. The arthroscopic images were reviewed, and this demonstrates no structural abnormalities, period. The operative report states there was chondral damage to the patella, and this was debrided using a shaver and an arthroscopic and an RF wand, period. However, these images are not depicted in the arthroscopic images, period. Paragraph MRI imaging did not demonstrate any correction. The MRI imaging study did not mention, report did not mention any chondral injuries to the patella, period. Independent review of this imaging study did not reveal any structural abnormalities, period. There were no chondral injuries or meniscal pathology, period. There were no ligament pathologies either, period. The surgical procedure performed is unindicated because there was no lesions that could have been, structural lesions that could have been addressed based on the MRI or the clinical exam, period. Paragraph, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the injury sustained, correction, the alleged injury to the left knee is a non-specific injury, period. To a reasonable degree, these types of injuries resolve within a six-month period. Period. The patient, the claimant is now well beyond that time frame. Period. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the alleged left knee injury has resolved. No further treatment is warranted, and there's no permanency to it. Period. Thank you, Anne. Non-specific. Period.